Welcome to GovIT, a monthly podcast series from DLT, where we discuss the next generation of public sector IT solutions with the technology innovators driving the change. I'm your host, Tom Temin. Each month, we explore a different technology, what it is, and how it can help the public sector organizations achieve their modernization goals and accomplish their missions. In this episode, we're sitting down with Dan Looney, the Enterprise Account Manager of Utilities and Infrastructure at Imaginet Technologies, to discuss navigating the path to digital transformation for public infrastructure and utilities. Well, Dan, good to have you with us.
Thank you.
And we hear digital transformation a lot. It's a term used commonly by and about federal agencies, but I don't think it's only a federal agency issue. How does this idea of digital transformation apply to public infrastructure, utilities, places like that?
Well, you said it. It applies to everybody, really. And everybody's definition may be different, but where we're seeing it really is there's so much infrastructure out there. We all realize that a lot of that infrastructure is years and decades old. So there's constant innovation and upgrading of those facilities and that infrastructure. And the best way to do that is to really get a good snapshot of what's existing, or for new construction, obviously, we're going to start with new technology if we can. And the best way to do that is in a digital platform that allows us to leverage so much more technology to go into a project. So digital transformation for public infrastructure, I feel, is even a little more fraught with obstacles just because they're dealing with such old existing data in a lot of ways. Sometimes there's not even paper drawings that support what they're working with. So a lot of times has to be recreated from scratch.
We know it's the case in transportation very often, and you find out about a flooded subway and there's 40-year-old relays operating the logic circuits and so forth in underground closets. Also for other types of utilities, electrical distribution or waterworks, that kind of thing?
No question. Oh, that, especially water. A lot of pipes in the ground that have been there for decades. Some I've heard even centuries. So there may be no drawings that exist at all. I see so many crews out there just poking around in the dirt trying to find what they think is there, and it may be 10 feet or 200 feet in the other direction. So that's a challenge for whether it's the cable company, the gas company, electric utilities. Everything is just could be potentially really old.
So you have really two problems that you've named. One is knowing what your infrastructure consists of. And secondly, you know, the location and geographical aspects of it. And I guess maybe a third one is the sheer age of those things that are electronic, the control systems, which you can find, put your hands on, but they might be very old or might be analog based. So these are the challenges. How do you go about, what is digital transformation? How do you apply it to something like that?
So with a lot of the new technology that we have at our fingertips now, we want to do things that, so when we model those with intelligent objects, instead of just in a flat 2D platform like we've used for, you know, decades now, once we get into 3D and into intelligent models, we can do much more infinite iterations on the projects. So we can do design with simulation and analysis and artificial intelligence and really just dig into what digital information gives us, all the way through virtual reality, all the way through what's now a buzzword in the industry, which is a digital twin, where we can have a digital copy of that piece of infrastructure or that asset that we can start to play with and design and make sure that any changes that we make are going to work before we send it out to the real world for construction.
So your digital transformation then starts really in this particular domain with a detailed process of discovery so that you can build that digital twin and then you can get at what you need to do with it.
Correct. And that can start with existing engineering drawings, again, that may be super old. We can scan in and start to what we call digitize. We can take those new digital drawings and potentially laser scans that might exist. We could go out and use drones to scan and create photo and aerial imagery and stitch that together. And now we've got something to work with that we can start using in that intelligent model.
And let's talk about the public infrastructure and utilities, those that might be governmentally controlled, mostly at the non-federal level for the most part. How does Imaginet play into this? What do you do for them? Give us some examples.
So as a longtime partner in the technology space going on 30 years now, we've seen that evolution from their 2D design processes all the way now into 3D. And so whether it's the local water department or gas department, electrical utilities and municipalities, a lot of them use local commercial firms to do a lot of that design work that might be subbed out to them. An engineering or structural engineering firm, for example, or a civil engineering firm helping them do survey work. A lot of them are using the technology that we've been familiar with in the commercial space forever. We're already familiar with a lot of those tools, a lot of those workflows, and we can help those same public utilities and municipalities get educated on the tools, formal training, all the support that goes with it, and really more importantly, the consulting effort around helping them redefine, if need be, their processes and workflows as that technology evolves.
A lot of utilities and public infrastructure are on this journey. Others are getting started. Where is the biggest impact initially? And what are you seeing in terms of the impact as people move on through the journey to digital transformation?
The biggest impact for public utilities is their ability to leverage the technology to be a lot more efficient on these projects. They can go through a lot more analysis of projects that are out there. They can get a lot more information from the field to be able to make intelligent decisions. They can communicate that not only internally, but back to the public that may have to have input or local regulations or zoning committees, the different stakeholders in a particular location that has to be involved in that decision-making process. This just gives them so much more information at their fingertips. And again, communicate that back to the public that says, hey, this is where we're going to put a new road. This is what it's going to look like. Here's 10 different pictures of what it's going to look like. And let's try and, you know, get to the best design. But we couldn't do that before with static 2D images. There was only so much we could do. So this impacts, you know, how our clients do business and design these projects infinitely.
And what do you see ahead? I mean, there's an infrastructure bill and that's barely got its legs going, but there is a lot of money that's going to flow to state and local governments and operators of infrastructure. What's the next generation going to look like here?
I think the next generation really is going to, it's going to take the shape of so many more options available. Again, being able to look at sustainable infrastructure and reducing that carbon footprint that everybody is really trying to get to. You know, you mentioned the stimulus, that money is earmarked for helping not just the utilities, but individual municipalities and locations best utilize that and really start reducing, you know, a lot of the traditional fossil fuel infrastructure that's out there and replacing that with new sustainable. That all has to get connected to the existing grid that's in place and do that in a safe and secure way that helps us expand. So
Dan Looney is Senior Enterprise Account Manager for the Utility Group at ImagineIt. Thanks so much for joining us.
Tom, I appreciate it. Thank you.
For more on digital transformation for public sector and utilities, visit ImagineIt.com. You've been listening to GovIT from DLT. We'll be back soon with more public sector IT content. I'm Tom Temin.